Welcome to Menachem Begin, His Life, Legacy, and Uniquely Jewish Statesmanship, a limited series podcast brought to you by Tikva and MeirSoloveitchik.com. This special series is sponsored by the Hart N. and Simona Haston Family Foundation in partnership with the Menachem Begin Heritage Center in Jerusalem. The episodes in this study of Prime Minister Begin's remarkable leadership are drawn from Rabbi Soloveitchik's comprehensive, year-long podcast on the history of the most interesting city in the world, Jerusalem 365. Jerusalem 365 is available at MeirSoloveitchik.com. And now, on to Begin. This is episode number 10, the Motzei Shabbat arrival of Anwar Sadat.
It was late Saturday night, November 19th, 1977, several hours after the conclusion of Shabbat, that Prime Minister Menachem Begin and other distinguished leaders of Israel gathered at the airport, awaiting a moment for which they had yearned, the arrival of a major Arab leader in the Jewish state, coming to seek peace. That Anwar Sadat was coming was a testament to his vision, but also, as we have said, a testament to the vision and diplomacy of Prime Minister Menachem Begin. That Sadat was coming at that specific time of day, so long after sundown, was entirely a testament to Begin's desire to honor the Sabbath. This is even more striking in hindsight, for in a certain sense it would be honoring the Sabbath that would bracket the warm bond that would develop in the lives of Menachem Begin and Anwar Sadat. In his biography of Begin, Avi Shilon gives us a description of what occurred on November 9th in Cairo. That was, as we described in our previous episode, a result of Begin's own diplomacy in the months before. Quote, on November 9, 1977, President Anwar Sadat astonished the members of his parliament with the following announcement. I am willing to go to the ends of the earth, even to their house, to the Knesset, and to argue with them there. We have no time to waste. Avi Shilon further adds that the news of Sadat's announcement was relayed to Begin by his communications advisor, Dan Patir, but it was only the next morning while shaving that Begin understood quite what a stir it had caused. Journalist Shlomo Nachdimon, who would later become his advisor, called and asked him for a response. Begin replied that he would respond only after seeing a full transcript of the speech. Nachdimon insisted, however, and pointed out that all the news agencies in the world were commenting on it. Begin relented and said, I shall be happy to meet with Sadat anywhere, including in Cairo, and if he wants to come to Jerusalem, he's welcome. This off-the-cuff response, Shilon continues, became Israel's official response and was broadcast on Kol Israel, the state radio. Sadat's announcement effectively ruled out any hope that Begin had had for a discreet private meeting. He understood that he had to respond with an equally dramatic gesture. On arriving at his office, he first asked that a press conference be called as soon as possible. End quote. In his own press conference, Begin spoke about how warmly he would welcome Sadat to Jerusalem and how eager he would be to go to Egypt, mistakenly describing the pyramids as built by the Jews, though they came into being around 1,000 years before the Israelites arrived in the biblical land of Mitzrayim. But Begin's expressed attitude was, in general, a triumph, giving us one of the famous video clips of Begin. This is Avi Shilon again. Quote, several days after Sadat declared that he would come to Jerusalem, the Israeli cabinet held its weekly meeting and officially announced that the Egyptian president would be welcome, as Begin had already said. Immediately after that, Begin and Sadat were interviewed on CBS television. When the interviewer pressed Sadat to reveal the date of the meeting, are we taking about a week or so? The president said yes, while Begin hastened to promise, I shall escort the president to the speaker's platform at the Knesset, and added, no more war, no more bloodshed. No Israeli leader before him had made such deliberate use of television to achieve his goals. The interviews were broadcast again and again throughout the world to great acclaim. End quote. No more war, no more bloodshed. This is a famous clip of Begin that resonates to this day. The stage was set for Sadat to fly from Cairo to Jerusalem, and this brings us to an amazing conversation described by Yehuda Avner between Begin and his chief of staff, Yechiel Kadishai. Quote, what time does Shabbat end? Asked Begin in an impatient voice. Yechiel Kadishai flipped through his pocket calendar and said, this coming Shabbat, November 19th, it ends at 5:12. The prime minister's face became sunny. So that's fine, Sam. You can tell your Cairo embassy to tell the Egyptians 8 o'clock is perfectly in order. It will give us some time enough to prepare everything for President Sadat's arrival without our desecrating the Sabbath, end quote. Sam, of course, is Sam Lewis, American ambassador to Israel. Here we have an amazing moment, one which only Begin could have brought about.
The Menachem Begin Heritage Center is the national commemoration project honoring and preserving the legacy of Israel's sixth prime minister. The Begin Center houses a library, archives, research center, educational department, and a full museum. Its mission is to pass on to the next generation the principles of Menachem Begin's values-driven leadership and to provide a space to explore what that means in today's complicated world. Visit the Begin Center in the heart of Jerusalem to experience the life and times of Menachem Begin.
Anwar Sadat, leader of Egypt, which in all the wars had been Israel's most powerful enemy, had announced his willingness to visit Jerusalem, something any Israeli leader would jump at. And Begin's first thought in planning for the trip is to make sure that Sadat comes sometime after the end of the Sabbath so that the Shabbat would not be violated in any way. For Begin, this was not only a religious issue, but also a point of Jewish pride. It is an example of what I have in mind when I call Begin's worldview covenantal Zionism, namely an encompassing approach to Jewish history that differed profoundly from that of many other Zionist leaders. The covenant of the chosen people, Moses taught in the Bible, creates a metaphysical bond between, as he put it, those who are here today and those who are not here today. As a Jew who lived in communion at once with the past and with posterity, Begin would approach Jewish tradition as premier very differently than some of his predecessors. For him, the statesmanship of the leaders of the Jewish state had to be imbued with gratitude to those Jews that had gone before and to the sacrifices they had made for the Jewish people and for Judaism. For Begin, the link to the past, the communion with those that came before, had to influence the present. A Jewish state embarrassed by its ancestors would not be a truly Jewish state. Yehuda Avner goes on to describe this, telling us how in the Knesset, Begin explained his reasoning. Quote, I wanted the whole world to know that ours is a Jewish state which honors the Sabbath day. I read again those eternal biblical verses, honor the Sabbath day to keep it holy, and was again deeply moved by their meaning. These words echo one of the most sanctified ideas in the history of mankind. And Begin added, we ask all nations to respect our day of rest. They will do so only if we respect it ourselves. So Begin said, it was Menachem Begin, a man who showed such pride in his heritage, a man endowed with both a historic and religious love of Jewish tradition and the Jewish land, would be this man who would be trusted by the broad swath of the Israeli populace to make hard choices and real sacrifices about the future of Israeli territory and Israeli security. Thus the stage was set for the moment that, until only recently, had seemed well-nigh impossible, the arrival of the leader of Egypt to Israel and to Jerusalem. The plane landed, the door opened, and Anwar Sadat stepped out to be greeted by Prime Minister Menachem Begin, there to escort the leader of Egypt to Jerusalem. We will describe what unfolded in episodes to come. For now, we note that the Sabbath in Judaism reflects both particularistic and universalistic themes. The observance of the Sabbath has long been seen as a special covenantal sign of the Jewish connection to God, but it is a commemoration of creation, and therefore a commemoration of the notion that Judaism gave to the world, that all human beings are created in the image of God. Begin reflected both Jewish covenantal connection and an embrace of peace on that Motzei Shabbat. Strikingly, when several years later, Anwar Sadat's funeral would be held in Cairo following the Egyptian leader's assassination, Menachem Begin would insist on attending, walking in the immense heat, in order to both honor the man with whom he had made peace, and to honor the Shabbat. Thus it is striking that on Motzei Shabbat, Menachem Begin first greeted Sadat in Israel, beginning a bond that would change the Middle East forever. This is Meir Soloveitchik, looking forward to learning together tomorrow. Signing off.